Thank you for listening to the Contemplations Podcast by Angelo Caragiorgos, who thinks that the path to authenticity is paved with enthusiasm when you embrace life as a whole. As a token of appreciation, you can download Angelo's audiobook, How to Get Closer to Your Real Self, Entering a Path of Fulfillment and Long-Lasting Enthusiasm Made by You. You only need to go to angelocaragiorgos.com/gift.
People seem to have a huge lack of meaning, generally speaking. I'm afraid it's quite clear that as time is passing, it becomes more widespread. Men and women seem to operate passively guided by a pessimistic mentality. They mostly do what they are obliged to do, like a job, in order to have money for food, shelter, and potentially some clothes and entertainment. The latter isn't always possible, though, nowadays. You hardly ever see anyone finding a real purpose in the vast majority or even all the activities during the whole day. For example, hardly ever anyone talks about their job, whereas you typically try to find every opportunity to talk about something that makes you enthusiastic. Ironically, even if the working hours are a lot, the time after work is wasted in pointless activities like watching TV, surfing on silly websites, and generally without receiving any impressions that can help them grow as human beings, or at least satisfy them more deeply than a superficial level. It's not a coincidence, and it's a logical consequence, then, that usually there is an exaggeration of this phenomenon in an individual level, which is a mental illness called depression. The levels of depression have skyrocketed in the Western world in the last decade, and this is very alarming since not every depressed person is counted. Contrary to a physical problem, the mental ones sometimes remain hidden. Many people haven't realized their existence or don't want to admit them. From what I have noticed, a human reaches out to a professional only when they are at a point that their illness can't be endured anymore. Unfortunately, at this point, perhaps due to the despair that comes from the suffering, they are looking for an easy fix, a solution that typically masks the problem, a pill, for example. Undeniably, it's hard at this difficult moment to start looking inside yourself and recognize what wrong ways of thinking and as a result feeling has led you to this situation. And it is even harder if you haven't used to do it in your whole life. However, what I am arguing here is that the most powerful way to kick out depression is by shedding light towards your real self, actualizing your real tendencies and at last actively pursuing them. First of all, to make clear what we mean by self-realization. We many times see people, for example, harming others, but then claiming that they are what they are and there is no reason to try to change themselves. In fact, there is no self. Self is an illusion, and the existence of a physical body is only a way our human senses simulate in the three-dimensional world the pool of energy existing in the universe. I have explained this in my podcast being released from what you have been calling reality, so let's not waste time analyzing this here. I am making this clear because the way we talk influences vastly the way we operate, and by trying to serve ourselves, we many times operate egoistically. So, self-realization is just a word, because there is no better way to describe this concept with one word. Self-realizing is in fact the process of seeing beyond the self, understanding what lies behind it, what we are if we weren't illusioned that a self exists, how can we be selfless, how the simulation of self influences us towards egoistic thoughts and actions. So now that I hope that this has become clear, let's see how this self-realization can send away depression, or else how this lack of self-realization let it appear in the first place. Even if what I mean by self-realization wasn't clear enough, soon it will become clear after my analysis. Typically, in the Western world, especially, we operate under the concept of goals. We believe that we should always have clearly set goals. And while having an intention works as a compass and looks very natural to me and provides a purpose, of course, we many times overdo it. Due to the lack of satisfaction, we want to get hold on to a specific idea about an achievement in order to maintain the hope that soon we will get away from the unsatisfying life we are living right now. When we achieve it, of course, or when we reach this point. This over-exaggerated intention opens the door of depression in two different ways according to my understanding. First of all, these needs that we chase most of the times are influences from our environment. We want to have what our culture, environment, has taught us that is supposed to save us. We search for solutions according to ideas that come from others. Most of us play in the same stadium. We want to overcome others in specific characteristics without taking into account the individuality that was meant to describe us. And I dare to say that these ideas are massively mostly promoted by the popular media, controlled by the elite, which means that what in fact they are doing is leading us to help them increase their control over us. One crystal clear example is the idea of consumption. We want to earn more money in order to consume more and feel better, while in fact it's vain to believe that we will remain satisfied in the long term this way, with this mentality, while at the same time the big chains become more profitable. So not only we waste time and energy trying to gain something that we don't really need, but we may reach the point of great disappointment. In the case that we get what we had put our hopes for and then realize that this was never actually meant to fulfill us, is a terrible event, of course. And in that case, it's much easier to fall into depression as you start recognizing the vanity of your efforts, while you feel you have reached a dead end with no other exit. Contrary-wise, had you looked towards your real self, you could chase what really makes you happy in the long term, which most of the times I think is even easier to acquire. The second problem with the aforementioned mentality of the constant chase of goals is that it leads you to the tendency to lose the connection with the present moment. You are always looking somewhere far away from now to a vague idea, a creation of thought and not an experience. This way you become ungrateful with your life. By definition, you accept that you are in misery right now. You want to get away from where you are, so you don't live. You want to keep your life away in exchange of a fantasy of a future time. How can you be satisfied and happy with such mindset? But if you stand for a while and keep away from your negative thoughts, you will start understanding that whatever you are now, at any point you are, was meant to be like this. Become grateful again like a baby about your present moment. It is here to teach you. It is here for a reason, and it is all part of the process to make you wiser. This self-realization will cultivate gradually feelings of self-acceptance again. You will be becoming grateful for whatever you have and embrace it. You can be more patient to whatever life has brought you till now, and with this optimistic background, any idea of depression will stay far away. It's true, at least in my eyes, that being self-realized is not a common focus nowadays. On the contrary, we seem to be focused on what the majority considers interesting, which, as I said, is created by the controllers of the information. This control of information has several legs: formal education, popular websites, TV, radio, politicians are the major designers of our understanding of reality. At the same time, humans are afraid to stay away from the herd. They are very considerate to be thought to not be thought as weird. Unavoidably, not only we don't focus on our unique tendencies as human beings, but we don't even know them. We never learn to look inside of us, and I am sure most people haven't really ever considered that. Who is doing what really makes them enthusiastic? Who is really losing the sense of time in the vast majority of the day because they are passionate with the activities they are engaged? Who has incredible inspiration about their work, wanting to do it unstoppably and liking very much the idea of offering the fruits of their effort to others? And in the very end, who even knows what activity can make them be like what I describe? After understanding this, of course, a life full of desperation can't be avoided. The short-term gratification of being thought as normal is being exchanged, and we miss the long-term one, the fulfilling life that is entirely made of us, a piece of art resulting by our own creativity. We are talking about thousands of hours of boring and unfulfilling activities. We are talking about years of living with no purpose at all. We are talking about never seeing any light in the end of the tunnel. How can then depression be avoided under such circumstances? This ignorance of our real needs also has another effect. Whatever we may intellectually believe, not knowing who we really are drops our self-esteem. This lack of an internal map showing what a picture of what we want at any given moment leads us to feelings of frustration. It's not a coincidence then that we are confused and we look around all the time to see what is right in order to copy it. We remain frustrated and we follow pseudo-prophets preaching models of any kind, be it philosophy, be it religion, be it athletic teams, be it even scientific sectors. We don't have confidence and we want an authority or the majority of people to lead us. This, of course, is a spiral loop. The more we let ourselves be guided by others, the less confidence on us we have. This less confidence leads us to try to realize ourselves less and become more frustrated, engaged in activities that never really satisfy us. And this, as you can easily conclude, can lead us into the state of depression that comes from a mix of anger, dissatisfaction and inner confusion. At the same time, imagine that, especially nowadays with social media, people have the chance to 100% direct the way they appear to others. They can create the exact picture they want us to have about them. So imagine that at the moment that we feel unhappy about us, we see online many of our friends living a fantastic life, being very happy, full of enthusiasm, satisfied with their jobs, having excellent relationships, living a full lifestyle, being themselves, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, due to our low self-esteem, we miss thinking what I previously mentioned, that this is an illusion directed in a way to impress us. On the contrary, I'd say what a Greek proverb says: whenever you hear about many cherries, just hold a small basket. Instead, we feel that it is only us that we aren't doing well, and this takes us even more down than we are. As well, we make the mistake to compare ourselves with others. We think, why does he or she has that and we don't? At this moment, once again, we fail to realize another thing due to our lack of self-realization. Do we really need that, or we were just impressed? Potentially, what is good for someone is irrelevant in reality for someone else. Everyone has their own unique tendencies, and there are specific things at any time of our lives that each one of us needs. At the same time, everyone has their own journey. We are where we are for a reason, and it's a pity to be ungrateful by passionately seeking something else. Through the course of our lives, and mostly during our early years, we all of us had some experiences that shaped us. Due to lack of enough conscious understanding of this shaping at the moment, we didn't register this. As a result, we are used to behave according to them without even realizing the influence of this specific event and the pattern that has created. So, what commonly happens is that these are keeping us bound to, let's say, open our wings towards directions that we would have otherwise chased at full speed. And of course, this is a self-sabotage. A characteristic of these attachments is that they belong to the ego, to the illusion of the self, as I said in the beginning. So, when we remain hypnotized in this illusion, we feel we need to protect the ego that goes together with these attachments, and we don't want to look and admit them. This is a common negative spiral loop that leads to depression. On the contrary, had we understood the above, we would gladly be open to a better self-realization that would dissolve these egos when understood and then untie us from them, letting us breathe and fly freely. We just need to understand better that egoism is vain. We don't really protect anything actual. These attachments many times have to do with fears, among others, especially nowadays that the controllers of the information induce them from everywhere in order for us to remain unmoving and just try to maintain the status quo that they themselves have created. It's a common human practice to prefer to remain in their comfort zone, which is what they are now, and avoid in any case doing a simple step outside of it. This is what the elite is using against us, and instead of we pushing front, we seem to accept being pushed more back. So these fears are trapping us more and more. Other people, like the society, our family, school, all of them created by the elite, are creating a specific life for us since the moment we are born, without leaving us any opening for self-realization. The majority won't ever even look there because they want to stay in their mental comfort zone. The few of us that somehow start looking towards this direction will have to face many difficulties and inner fears to practically break these chains that they have put on us. We will also face much resistance by the majority that has accepted the education they have taken from the controllers of information. You see how all this situation leads people to become depressed. Either you never self-realize, or you try to hide any action towards your real self, both because you are scared you are putting yourself deeper in a vain life with no purpose, where the activities you engage become more and more pressurizing to you, since you never really wanted to do them or even be there. I have tried to explain all these phenomena connecting self-realization with the state of depression as much as possible in order to convince you that there is no actual reason to avoid the first and let yourself being led to the latter, even if you have unconsciously decided that. You have been led to it because they have made you believe that is a painful process to look inside yourself. But what I'm saying here is that the self is an illusion. Even if you feel pain, understanding you in the beginning is because you are used to this illusion. The more you become unattached, the light that you couldn't see not only appears, but it becomes much brighter. Because the process of realizing yourself fulfills you more and more, the things that you were previously afraid to face are starting causing you reasons to celebrate. Whenever they do, as you experience tremendous freedom, and obviously depression is being kept far away.